If you had to come up with a theme for Parshas Korach, it would be Shalom and Machlokas. The idea that there is peace and there is dissent. And maybe later in the week we'll take a look more at what the idea of the actual fight is and the idea of certain different types of fights. There's a fight that's okay and there's a fight that's not. But for now, the question we have to try to figure out is what really is Machlokas and what is Shalom? So Rabbi Rasner has a beautiful, beautiful explanation where he says that in the word shalom and in the word machloket itself, just from the letters, you can truly understand what they are. So he says, let's start with machlokes. What is machlokes? It starts with the letter mem. Mem is a letter that by and large is closed in print, but there's a little hole in it. He said, what ends up happening is there's that little hole that allows the fight to begin. And then it goes from there to chet. It goes from to a full opening. Nothing, no fight ever starts off as a little thing ends as a little thing. It generally spirals and escalates. He then says the third letter is lamed. What is lamed? Lamed is it's the highest letter. He says that what ends up happening is you end up starting up with people, even some of the highest, greatest people. There's the brazenness that comes with machlokas, with fighting, that at a certain point in time, you don't even recognize that what you're doing is completely off. Machloket. Then it goes to kuf. Kuf is the lowest letter. When you start up with people like that and you become entrenched in this kind of behavior, you go down to kuf, the lowest, and then tough, it's the last letter. It's a dead end. It's all the way at the end. It's not going to be a good thing. That's machlokas. What's shalom? Shin. It starts from one point and goes out into three directions. Why? Because true shalom is saying that, yes, we could all be at one point, but we might often go in opposite or conflicting directions, but that's okay. We can branch out in different ways, but we're going to be able to still be connected to that initial starting point. The lamed, yeah. You reach out when you have that attitude, rather than reaching out and rather than starting up with the top people, you end up branching out and being successful with those letters and that with those people. And then the last letter, he says, is the Mem Sofit, which is a completely enclosed letter. Everything is safe and everything is in there. The one letter he does not discuss is what do you do with the letter Vav, but perhaps the letter Vav in and of itself is a beautiful letter because it's a Vav HaChibur. The Vav generally is not a letter that has any value on its own, but it connects one thing to another. Isn't that what Shalom does? Shalom creates connections between people. It creates connections between individuals. It creates connections between communities. Whereas Machlokas creates division and divisiveness, it's Shalom that creates bonds, hooks, connections, and it creates harmony. That is what Shalom is. A beautiful explanation. Have a great day.